Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Maximizing Your Self-Help Capabilities Using IBM Support Assistant Version 4.1. Today's presenter is Mihaela Iriscu. Mihaela is currently one of the principal designers on the IBM Support Assistant team. In her present job, she is responsible for tasks from design to development to test and all other aspects of getting the IBM Support Assistant tool to the market. Since she joined IBM in 2001, she has worked with J2EE and Eclipse Technologies, being involved in WebSphere application server customer support and tool development. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Mihaela.
Thanks, Joseph. Thanks for the introduction. So as Joseph announced, today's topic will be maximizing your self-help capabilities using IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. And if you can go to slide number 2, please. So today I will cover two main topics. First, I will give an overview of the IBM Support Assistant application. And then in the second part of this presentation, I will review what's new in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1, which is a new release of the IBM Support Assistant application, which has been released only a couple of days ago. If you can move to slide number 3, please. The IBM Support Assistant is a no-charge application that helps you find answers to questions that you have about IBM software. It also helps you research and analyze problems via guided help, troubleshooting tools, and automated data collectors, and it also speeds up the time it takes to resolve your problems. The IBM Support Assistant provides multiple features which help you accomplish a specific problem determination goal. So, for example, when locating solutions is a challenge, the IBM Support Assistant Find Information activity assists you in locating relevant information across various support and development resources. The Find Information feature in ISA is useful for resolving questions such as, I want to learn more about a particular technology and you're wondering what information is available. You're hitting a defect and you're wondering if a fix is available. You're receiving an error message and you're wondering what to do now. And also, you know, situations like how can you talk to other users of the product to see if anyone else has had to recover for the same problem. Another key aspect of IBM Support Assistant is collecting data. Collecting problem determination data. It's featuring symptom-specific scripts to automate the cumbersome and repetitive tasks involving data collection. And these tasks vary from gathering error messages in the log files, setting traces, gathering Java cores or heap dumps for analysis. So the usual tasks involving in collecting data for problem determination. In general, if you do decide to contact IBM support for assistance with solving a problem, you can submit a service request to IBM directly from the IBM support assistant and attach the diagnostic data from your system. And this is very important because it helps the IBM engineers diagnose and solve your problems more quickly. The third common software challenge is troubleshooting problems. When you are investigating a problem, tools are often helpful with the problem resolution. With the IBM Support Assistant application, this makes problem analysis easier through the problem determination tooling that we provide, and this will speed up the analysis and problem resolution. So IBM Support Assistant provides features and tools that allow you to do more problem determination directly from your desktop. If you can move to slide number 4, please. So now that we have an idea about what the IBM Support Assistant is, let's see how we can actually get started with the IBM Support using the IBM Support Assistant application. I like to emphasize that the power of the IBM Support Assistant is that you can tailor it to the specific product you need help on. I'll use an analogy to better explain this concept of product add-ons and kind of while you're wondering why we have the picture of a DVD player and those DVDs next to it. Well, just as you can customize what you view in a DVD player with DVDs, similarly, you can customize the IBM Support Assistant with product add-ons. So add-ons are installable components that customize the IBM Support Assistant to meet your needs. And we provide two types of add-ons. We have product add-ons, which contribute information that is specific to an IBM product. And we also have tool add-ons, which contribute tools that can be used to debug problems with one or more IBM products. So after you download and install the IBM Support Assistant, you will need to connect to an update site and get the product and tool add-ons that you're interested in. And after you install the product and tool add-ons, you are ready to start using the application. I'd like to mention quickly that we have more than 350 product add-ons available for all of the IBM brands, including a large number of WebSphere products from the WebSphere family. Moving to slide number 5, please. We'll talk more about the Find Information activity. This is a key resource to use when you need to find documentation or technical resources or education and or support information, and it's very useful in help assisting you to resolve a problem. So part of the Find Information activity is the popular search, which provides access to nearly all of the IBM online resources and returns that information in a concise and all well-organized list for easy review. Also available through the Find Information activity is the product information page, which lets you access important information about the product you're interested in. For example, the home and support pages, the news groups and education and problem determination links are available through the product information, in addition to the latest product news feeds that are featuring APAR, fixes, tech notes, and other information from the official product news feed. Also available through Find Information is a Media Viewer, which provides you with a custom playlist of training materials. When you see a training module you like, you can edit your personal playlist and play it back whenever you wish. So, for example, you can download training modules from the IBM Education Assistant, which is something that I hope you're familiar with. If not, there will be a link to this resource at the end of the presentation. But you can download training modules from the IBM Education Assistant when you're connected to IBM.com, and then you can play them back later when you're disconnected. So the Media Viewer is useful because it can help you increase your knowledge of IBM products and grow your product skills and your own convenience. Moving on to slide number 6, please. Let's talk more about the data collection, which we introduced in one of the first slides. So data collection is the process where diagnostic information is gathered from an application or system to help identify the source of a certain issue. Well, the IBM Support Assistant Collect Data feature uses symptom-specific scripts that automate the cumbersome and repetitive tasks that are involved in data collection. And I think we mentioned some examples such as gathering error messages from log files, setting traces, and so on. For example, the data collections for WebSphere application server automate the MassGather documents that already exist on the IBM support site for gathering problem analysis data. And why is this important? It's because proactive collection of diagnostic data can help both you troubleshoot the problems you have with IBM software. And it's also helpful for IBM to resolve your service requests faster. This is because it is much faster to invoke the automated data collector than to ask a human operator to follow a few dozen steps that are listed in a troubleshooting document. And also, there is less time that is spent between a support analyst at IBM and the system operator regarding questions on the various steps, which at times can be confusing. And automating data collections, another strong point in favor of automated data collection is that it can be repeated over and over with similar inputs without fear of human error. And this also leads to fewer repeat collections because the results from a trusted collection script will produce the same information every time. So it's reliable on top of all the other advantages that I mentioned. So we highly recommend that if you are troubleshooting a problem on your own or you intend to submit a service request to IBM to collect the data, the problem determination data first. Please go to slide number 7. So slide number 7 you can see the three data collection options that are available in the IBM Support Assistant. And the reason we have more than one option is flexibility, since we recognize that different environments require different solutions. IBM software is used in a multitude of processing environments. It can be used on a development machine, such as a desktop computer or a notebook, has different applications and user access restrictions. It can be used on a server running a different set of enterprise applications. So to cater to all these different scenarios, we provide, you know, different mechanisms for running the data collections. And the three options are listed here in slide number 7. So let me quickly go through all these options. So first, you have the option to perform a local collection using the Workbench. The IBM Support Assistant Workbench can be installed on the Windows or Linux desktop system, and you can collect data from that local system. The Workbench collection has a graphical user interface and provides an intuitive organization of collection scripts and easy analysis of the collected data. This is a logical choice for collecting data from desktop applications. Well, the second option you have is a remote collection using IBM Support Assistant Lite. An IBM Support Assistant Lite collector is an application, a very small application that is generated, can be generated from the workbench in order to be used on another system. This IBM Support Assistant Lite application is very lightweight and provides both a graphical and a text-based console mode interface for running the data collection for a specific product. It also has a silent execution mode that can be used with a response file. So just to explain this concept a little bit better, the IBM Support Assistant Lite is basically a clone of the IBM Support Assistant Collector, and it is packaged so that you can easily move it to another computer and run it there. So this is a good choice for collecting data from application middleware in cases where you do not have agents set up. And for those of you who are familiar with IBM Support Assistant version 4, IBM Support Assistant Lite used to be called a portable collector in that version. And I'll touch on that a little bit more when I'm going to talk about the new features in version 4.1. But this is the same application, is the equivalent of the portable collector in the previous version of IBM Support Assistant. And the third option we have in IBM Support Assistant is a remote collection using agents. This solution is using the Workbench in conjunction with the IBM Support Assistant agents that have to be installed on the remote system. And this allows you to collect data from the Workbench interface while running the actual collection on another system. So this is a good choice for an enterprise environment, but note that it requires the IBM Support Assistant agents to be installed on all the remote systems that you want to collect data from, and therefore the installation and setup is more complex than with the other two options for data collection. We will talk more about agents in a minute in the next slide. So to summarize this slide, because there is quite a bit of information here, choosing the right IBM Support Assistant data collection solution for your environment will vary, right? It will be based on factors such as your level of pre-planning, how much you want to invest in installation and configuration for your environment, how many systems you have to service with this, what are the target platforms for data collection, are they connected, what are the authorities required to install or to run the application, and so on. So based on these different factors, you would choose one of these three options that I mentioned. If you can go to slide number 8 now. Now that you finished collecting the data, you probably wonder, what do you do with it, right? How can this be of use to you? So after the data collection scripts run, the information that is gathered from your system is packaged so that you can easily analyze it yourself or send it to IBM to be analyzed or process it with tooling that can generate reports and that you can view and try to get recommendations on how to fix the problem. So pretty much you can extract the contents of the zip file and analyze them for yourself, or you can send the file to IBM. If you open a new service request, just attach the collection zip file, the file that has been created as a result of the data collection, to the service request in the SR tool, in the service request tool. If you already have a PMR, so you have a PMR number available, you can send the data to IBM support directly from the IBM support assistant application at the end of the data collection. And you can also, of course, send the data to IBM later using another transfer method outside the IBM support assistant application. So any options that you have today to transfer data to IBM support, they can be used for transferring the data collection file. So let's move to slide number 9. And on slide number 9, let's talk a little bit about the IBM Support Assistant agent component. I mentioned that you can perform data collection remotely using agents. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about the IBM Support Assistant agent and how it helps with the remote system diagnosis. So the architecture of the IBM Support Assistant, as you can see from the image that in slide number 9, allows for various deployment scenarios, both local and remote. So the IBM Support Assistant application consists of the workbench. You know, this is the system shown at the top of the image in slide number 9, and an optional agent package. The agent package enables you to perform serviceability and data collection across a distributed environment. And the IBM Support Assistant agent is based on the Tivoli Common Agent Services component, which is used in other IBM software products. So some of you may be already familiar with this component. So our agent is based on the Tivoli Common Agent Services. It's something that hopefully is familiar to some of you. Let's talk a little bit more about the two remote components. The agent, which are shown here, you know, a couple of agents installed on different systems, and the agent manager, they both work together to provide secure access to remote systems. And also, we have several services that are available for remote problem determination. We're providing a systems explorer. It allows you to browse remote file systems and transfer back any files that are relevant to your troubleshooting case. To browse the remote file system, you'll need to authenticate using an account on the remote system. And actually, this is valid for any service that you want to run remotely. You have first to authenticate using an account on the remote system. And the second service that we provide, as I've already mentioned, is collecting data from remote systems. And another service that the IBM Support Assistant agent provides allows you to view the software inventory on remote systems. So this service collects a list of software products installed on the remote system, and you can view details about the software products installed on the system, details such as, for example, the installation directory or the fix path for that product. So can see details about the software inventory on a remote system. Let's move to slide number 10, please. Slide number 10 has more information about how IBM Support Assistant helps you organize problem determination data. So the case manager allows you to organize your troubleshooting data, which can be files, notes, data collection results, or any other artifacts that you gathered, you know, for problem determination. And it creates a hierarchical view of the problem determination of the PD data. So let's talk a little bit more about what the case manager offers you. So you can use cases to track a specific issue. So for example, a case could represent a PMR, right? And then you can also use incidents. These are used to track specific occurrences of the issue in a case. And you also have folders, which are generic document holders, which are optionally used with incidents and cases. Note that the case manager is integrated with a system explorer that I introduced in the previous slide. So you can locate files and store them in a case. The case manager is also integrated with the data collection, and this allows you to store the collected data in a case And it's also integrated with the software inventory to allow you to store the inventory that you collected from a remote system in a case in the workbench. And in the event that you need or you want to share the information in a case with other users, a case can be easily exported as a zip file. Okay, so let's move to slide number 11, please. On slide number 11, at the beginning I was telling you about the three software challenges in general when you work with software. Well, one of the solutions that ISAP provides is providing a tools feature that allows you to run any of a number of free problem determination tools. So tools, as I think I mentioned already in the beginning, can be installed in the workbench through the updater. The tool add-ons are similar to the product add-ons from an installation point of view. Go to the updater, you select the tools you're interested in, and you install them through this updater. And as you can see from the table here in slide number 11, we have many tools available, from tools that can help you with remote assistance to Java and WebSphere troubleshooting to cross-product environment troubleshooting. And you can see the name of the tools that we currently have available. More information about the tools is available from our website, which I'm going to mention in a second at the end of the presentation. So you can get more information about the tools, but you can see there is quite a variety of tools available for troubleshooting. Let's move to slide number 12. And starting with slide number 12, we'll focus to the second part of this presentation on highlighting what is new in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1, which, as I think I already mentioned, was released just a few days ago. This slide shows you a summary of the new and improved features in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1, but we'll go through each of these new or improved features in details in the next slide. And so the second half of this presentation will focus on highlighting the new features and the value for you. So the new features and the value for you in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. So let's move to slide number 13. In slide number 13, I will start with the installation changes that are available in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. So there are several installation improvements in this release. And on Linux, the former ISMB-based install has been replaced with a more common RPM-based install. As a result, installing the workbench on Linux is approximately 3 times faster than the previous release. And it also makes, for those of you who are familiar with the RPM-based install, it makes administration easier since it allows you to use the RPM command, which most system administrators are already familiar with. Another change is that on both Windows and Linux, the workbench installs now in a multi-user mode only. The single-user mode is no longer available, and this will require administrator authority. This allows the workbench code to be shared by all users on a given machine, saving you both time and disk space. And also, the user's workspace location can be specified at install time, giving you the flexibility to designate which drives or file system will be used when you install the tool and product add-ons. So flexibility is a value here. Another important change from an installation point of view is that the agent and agent manager installation has been simplified. Now you can use a launchpad-based installer, which greatly reduces the complexity of the installation. The installation of the agent and agent manager should be simplified using this launchpad-based installer. We can move to slide number 14. So let's talk a little bit about upgrading from a previous version of IBM Support Assistant. The new IBM Support Assistant version 4.1 provides you with the capability to detect and migrate product and tool add-ons and also network connections from a previous installation of IBM Support Assistant on the same machine. And this includes both IBM Support Assistant version 3 and version 4. So if you installed any product add-ons or tools using the updater in IBM Support Assistant version 3 or version 4, you have the choice to migrate any of all of these products and tools in the IBM Support Assistant version for that one workbench. There are a few instructions here. If you're familiar with the IBM Support Assistant version 4, you would, you know, a similar interface is available in version 4.1. You would select the first steps from the home page, and then you would choose the migrate option to launch the migration wizard. Also, we are providing you with an option to upgrade the agents from version 4 to version 4.1 using the workbench without having to reinstall the agent. So this is similar to previous agent upgrades from version 4 to version 4.02 for those of you who are already using IBM Support Assistant version 4. One thing to note here is that older versions of the workbench are not compatible with newer versions of the agents. So, for example, after you update an agent to a 4.1 level, you have to ensure that all of the older workbench that are still at the version 4.0.x level should be upgraded to the 4.1 level. So, as a rule of thumb, always the workbench has to be at the same level or higher than the agent. The other way, it works fine, but the agent cannot be at a higher level than the workbench. And let's go to slide number 15. There are several changes in this release in version 4.1 that are related to the network connections and proxy support. By default, the workbench will inherit the user's Internet Explorer browser's proxy settings. That includes any automatic configuration script that is defined. And this provides good value for you because it should allow most users to be up and running with the IBM Support Assistant without further configuration. On Windows, NTLM version 1 and version 2 proxy authentication is also supported. The current user's Windows credentials are automatically obtained from the platform and used for authentication. And again, this saves you from having to re-enter this information. So time saving is the value here. Let's go to slide number 16 now, please. So in slide number 16, I'd like to introduce a new IBM Support Assistant feature, which is available starting with version 4.1. The usage gathering feature works in the background to collect information about how the IBM Support Assistant application is being used. The usage gathering feature is designed to have a minimal impact on user experience, and also the impact on performance is also negligible, so it won't have an impact for you when you're using the application. The usage gathering feature starts monitoring your use of the IBM Support Assistant as soon as you install the application. It takes notes of the views, editors, perspectives, and commands that you use. And it also keeps track of when you bring the IBM Support Assistant application window into focus. And at the lower level, it records what bundles or plugins are loaded by the application. The information collected includes the ID of the entity, and by entity I mean the viewer, editor, or perspective, the symbolic name, and the version of the bundle that contains the entity, and the time of the event. So this data that is captured is associated with the user through a combination of workstation and workstation IDs that are automatically generated by this usage gathering feature. So this, I would like to emphasize that this identification is not tied to any personal information about the user, so it's totally anonymous from that point of view. But we do recognize that the data that is collected may still contain sensitive information. So symbolic names for bundles could potentially include company or product names, bundle versions, as well as the view or editor or perspective IDs could potentially contain sensitive information. So because of this, the usage data collector includes a filtering framework that can be used to restrict the type of information that is uploaded. So as always, you have the choice of limiting the amount of information that is uploaded by this feature. So how this usage gathering feature works is that after a configurable period of time, so something that you can change, you have access to change through the preferences option in ISA, it asks you for permission to upload the data that was collected. By default, the period of time is set to 5 days, but like I said, you can change that. And, you know, of course, you have the choice to grant permission for upload or not. We would encourage you to allow for this data after you filter it for any sensitive information. We would highly encourage you to allow the data to be uploaded. And the reason for this is that gathering this information, it actually is going to allow us to serve you better by noting which functions are used frequently and focusing our efforts in those areas. And make a better application in the future. All of this data that is collected from all the users is pulled into a database at IBM. So again, this allows us to look at reports about the work that's usage and allow us to focus our effort areas, you know, in the areas that are mostly used by our customers and make improvements in those areas. Can you go to slide number 17 now, please? Data collection, as I already hinted in the previous slides, has been changed and extended in version 4.1 by adding several new features or by improving some of the existing features. And let me go through these one by one. So one of the major changes that you will notice for data collection is that we have a new collect data page that has been redesigned to help you intuitively navigate through the various data collection options. So the three options, I've already mentioned them a little bit earlier, but the GUI, the design of the page, it has changed for better usability, but the same options that you had available for those of you who are familiar with IBM Support Assistant version 4, all those three types of data collections are still available. You can do a local data collection, a remote collection using IBM Support Assistant Lite, and the remote collection using agents. Another major change is that the portable collector from IBM Support Assistant version 4 has been extended in version 4.1. It is now called IBM Support Assistant Lite, so note the name change. And also another change is that the IBM Support Assistant Lite also provides a graphical user interface, a GUI, in addition to the console mode, which was the only operation mode that was available in the portable collector. So IBM Support Assistant Lite provides the same features, so it's an extension of the portable collector, provides the same features as the portable collector plus this graphical user interface. So it should give you more flexibility about running it. As far as how you can run the IBM Support Assistant Lite, this is very similar to the portable collector. You export it from the workbench for one of the available product collectors, and you transfer it to a remote system using FTP or any other available file transfer protocol. And after you extract the IBM Support Assistant Lite file from the remote system, you run off one of the launch scripts, depending on what mode you selected for the tool, graphical, GUI, or console mode. So we have different launch scripts based on if you're operating in a GUI or console mode. Similar to the portable collector, IBM Support Assistant Lite requires GRE 1.4.2 or higher to be available on the remote system. Java Home needs to be set, or Java should be available in the system stack in order for IBM Support Assistant Lite to run. Note that it is an improvement over the portable collector where the tool could only run if Java Home was set. Now we are able to detect if Java, a valid version of Java, is available in the system stack and run with that. Another change is that the archive file that is created by the data collection can now be transferred to IBM using a secure file transfer using HTTPS. This is provided in addition to the FTP transfer that is already available in version 4, and it is available for all of the collection environments, local and remote collection with agents or IBM Support Assistant Lite. This option, the HTTPS file transfer, is available as the last step of the data collection, and the same as with the FTP transfer, you will need to have a valid PMR number in order to be able to use HTTPS as file transfer. Another improvement for the data collection is that you can now view documentation for selected product collectors from the IBM Support Assistant Workbench Help. So product add-ons now have the option to extend the Workbench Help with information specific to the product collectors. And you'll see when you install the new Workbench, the 4.1 Workbench, that collectors with available documentation will have a More Info button enabled when they are selected in the Workbench. And this button, the More Info button, will be disabled with the collector documentation is not available, is not provided. This functionality is currently only available for product add-ons installed in the Workbench. And if you want to view the documentation for collectors installed on an agent system, then you would need to install the corresponding product add-on on the Workbench too. So let's go to slide number 18, please. Slide 18 introduces another new feature in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. This is a comprehensive data collection viewer that allows you to review and analyze the collected data. So you can view and analyze the contents of the collected data from the case manager in the Workbench. The ICAS viewer, which is the name of this feature, allows you to examine the contents of a specific artifact and also allows you to filter the contents of the collection archive. These filters, their availability varies from product to product. By default, you can view the entire content of the archive. This is just to get an idea of how this feature looks like until you install the Workbench, this would look like WinZip that allows you to, for example, just to give an example, to look through all of the contents of an archive of a zip file and look at individual files. And on top of it, we provide, the filtering option, which again, like I said, the availability difference from product to product. Each product enables certain filters. When you install the product add-ons, you would see what's available for the product of your choice. So let's move to slide number 19. The service request tab in the Workbench has also been improved in IBM Support Assistant version 4.1. The first change to notice is that the activity that is hosting this tab, which used to be called Managed Service Request in IBM Support Assistant version 4, has been renamed Collect and Send Data in version 4.1. So this is the first thing to notice, that one of the three activities in the Workbench is now called Collect and Send Data. Second, the service request links that are available from the service request tab are now open in the embedded browser in the Workbench instead of on an external browser. This is more convenient for you, for the user, since it creates a seamless experience between the Workbench and the website where the service reports are managed. And third, we added access to the IBM link or service link. It's now available from the service request tab in the IBM Support Assistant Workbench. The new link has been added to the IBM hardware section in this service request tab, and this should make it more convenient to open service requests for a larger number of IBM products directly from the Workbench, since there's a lot of IBM products which use the IBM link for opening service requests. And let's go to slide number 20. Another improvement in version 4.1 is that better automated data collection is now available for IBM Support Assistant related issues. And this is important because it should speed up the resolution of problems with the IBM Support Assistant application itself. This automated data collection is available for both the IBM Support Assistant Workbench and the agent. And let me talk a little bit about each of these environments. A collector that automates data collection for Workbench issues is pre-installed with the Workbench, and it is available from the Collect Data tab, similar to any other product collector. So from that point of view, it will operate, behave, and look like any other product collector. The name of the Workbench collector is IBM Support Assistant version 4.1, and like I said, it will be pre-installed with the Workbench. In the event that the Workbench cannot be started and you cannot get to this to the automated data collector, we have an alternative to use a standalone data collection utility and that would allow you to gather work-based logs and other problem determination data without having to start or log into the workbench. This standalone data collector is available from the workbench installation directory. You can see the location where it relative to the installation directory listed here on slide number 20. And as I mentioned already, also agent is covered by the automated data collection through a collector that automates data collection for agent issues. This is also pre-installed with the IBM Support Assistant agent. The name of the agent collector is IBM Support Assistant Agent Data Collector, so you'll see this collector pre-installed with the agent. And similar to the workbench, for situations when the agent collector cannot be run, for example, because the connectivity between the workbench and the agent is compromised, you know, that could happen, then we have an alternate solution. The agent collector, which is, like I said, the same as any other product add-on, has been made available on the update site so that you can install it in the workbench and export it as an IBM Support Assistant Lite collector. So this would allow you to manually transfer the IBM Support Assistant Lite collector to the agent system and run it there, and run it to collect the agent log files on the agent system. So you would use the same mechanism that you have for IBM Support Assistant Lite for a product. You would do the same for the agent collector. So let's go to slide number 21. And on this slide, I would like to summarize the main points of this presentation, which are that you can simplify problem determination with IBM Support Assistant. This is a free, no-charge application that provides you with a serviceability workbench that gives you the benefit of shortening time to resolution, locating solutions faster, and applying tools for problem determination. And for more information and to download the IBM Support Assistant, please go to our website, www.ibm.com/software/support/ISA. Moving to slide number 22, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Developer Works offers in-depth technical information. The events link on support pages points you to webcast and conference information. Also, you can visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. This concludes my presentation, and Joseph, now back to you for the remaining of the session.
Thank you, Mihaila, for a great presentation. At this point, Evan, we would like to open the lines for questions.
At this time, sir, it appears that we have no questions.
Thank you, Evan. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.